Blog Talk Radio.
Taking these breaks and stuff and dipping on y'all. It's not on purpose. I had things to deal with, and I am finally done, and we are ready for Les School on August 30th. When is my next stream? I have no idea since we just started this, but usually my radio show, I do it without streaming, but this is my first stream, so probably tomorrow before I go to work. So thank you all for coming. So basically what we're going to, I don't know what really y'all will be finding that interesting, those who are actually watching my stream right now. But basically what happens here is that people call into the radio show and get readings. Now it is my time, what is it, 11:48. So we'll see if anyone comes on, but I do have my forecasting to do, and I also, what is the weirdest food I've ever eaten? Jellyfish rings, fried jellyfish rings. Very interesting. That's jellyfish. Jellyfish rings, yes. Fried jellyfish rings. Yes. That's interesting. No one's ever asked me that before. All right, so while everyone seems to be asking me questions at the same time, I do have to do this forecasting because I've been off for so long. And everyone has been writing me a lot of mail asking where the fuck I've been. I'm sorry, bitches. I had to deal with, like, cyber hacking school and also being hacked myself. And I did catch my hacker, y'all. He put his fucking number on my shit because he tried to steal my daughter's stock market like a bitch. So now I have his number and I harass him every day. And the police are useless. Hey, Jason. I don't know. Is that for Jason? Hey. So can y'all actually hear me in this? Because that's interesting. I don't even know. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I know my radio show can. And no one showed up yet, but we'll see. So I do have to do this. So let's see, you guys, what this forecasting is. I can't guarantee you people that are getting on watching me right now that y'all are going to be interested in this at all. I have no fucking idea if anybody is going to actually stay like this, be involved. But this is what I do. So, sorry guys, if you're looking for something more amazing right now. We do have our forecast, though. You're becoming a fan. It's very interesting watching people right now becoming fans and all that such. So, if anyone's getting into this week right now. So, the August 1st to the 7th of this week is the new moon, which occurs on the 8th of August at 9:50 a.m. This new moon in Leo will be an excellent time for formulating goals regarding to all things Leo. So it is Leo season. But we might concentrate on new ways to enhance romantic life. No thanks for me. Creative endeavors and hobbies and relationships with children, as well as to build our self-confidence and healthy pride in ourselves, which is always good. Some of Leo's lessons, and I had a best friend who was a Leo who was also a fucking snake in the grass. There was one thing she always spent time doing, and that was in the mirror all the time, but it would take 9 hours for her to do her makeup. I'd be like, we're going to the bar, noon. It takes me 20 minutes. before my recent car accident, I had a moderately good-looking face. So excuse it. All this going on, it's still coming, glass is still coming out of my face. So, but yeah, she spent a long time in front of the mirror and spent like, seriously, 9 hours, what are you doing? But, you know, I don't know. She was a Leo, though, and a snake in the grass. Don't forget that. So, anyhow, it is time to awaken our inner child and find ways to express ourselves creatively. Like, you need Leo season to do that. Grant, I know, do I play games? Yes. I play games. I play Pokemon Go. I know. I know. Whatever, I'm level 38 and I'm fucking good at it. And my kid slays trainers left and right. My God, I have really great Pokemon that I'm very proud of. Thank you very much. So, anywho, again, take pride in ourselves, yada, yada. Now, we all have Leo somewhere in our charts. I'm going to have to look at that for myself because I'm a double Taurus Libra. Yay! So I'm hard-headed and I can't make a decision. Yes, I can, but don't present me with too many of one type of thing because then I have to really weigh out them options. I don't know. Let's go check on the radio show. Nobody's here. Okay, we're going back to our forecast. So this is about making significant changes in our lives. I will be the first one to tell you that I fucking have been doing that left and right. Did I also mention I caught my hacker? I caught my hacker. Piece of shit. So anyway, we're going to talk about that shit soon because I'm in cybersecurity and I learned some fucking things that I didn't know about Apple. Like, you can be sharing an iPhone. It's fucking disgusting. It's horrifying. That'll be for another show. Right now we're catching up. So, this coming month, literally, it's all potent Leo energy. And it's about being, changing in your lives, having benefits for yourself and others, due to the positive changes that you make. Let's hope they're positive. Make positive decisions. How am I? How are you? I'm great. Perfect. I'm high. I mean, I'm smoking a giant-ass joint. I mean, I've been smoking this for 3 hours. So, anyway, so it's time to make some plans and set the stage for reaping the rewards from our new beginnings. Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo te va? Now, with the sun and moon squaring Uranus, if you will, we should watch for prematurity and abrupt changes or rebellion. However, it can be a courageous time, proactively, of course. We can feel sudden urges to act, start new, and clean slates, or unexpected events prompt a new approach. The desire to change and improve creative and romantic matters is strong. Don't talk to your fucking toxic ex. Don't do it. What music do I like? I sing, make, dance to, and love. Well, I wouldn't call it EDM because that's very broad. Electronic music because it's a broad spectrum. I know it sounds gay, but I'm not a rapper, so. Never really tried. So, anywho, back to Uranus. So this phase of the moon occurs at 16 degrees and 14 minutes of Leo, affecting people with personal planets and points at approximately 12 to 20 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly, except I was about to say yes, except I have a double Taurus in my fucking shit. God damn it. I am being affected right now because things are just... Hi, Dakota. Very cool name. I'm Zen Rider. And you're hanging out on That's the Tea. Now, if anybody that's watching me, if y'all ever want to do tarot readings, you can hit my radio show up directly on Blog Talk Radio. You can Google Zen, That's the Tea, and you'll find me. You'll find me. You won't miss me. You'll find me. Otherwise, my Gmail, which gets flooded with mail all the time, so don't worry, don't hesitate to write zen.thatsthet@gmail.com. That's for my radio show. That's where I get requests and stuff like that. And either you can get a private reading or you can call my show and empty your laundry out in front of everyone, which usually is free, but I take tips and stuff, you know, like donations. I don't like charging, because when I do too much, I get punished by the universe, because, you know, I'm exploiting my gifts. Thanks for watching. I mean, All right, anyhow. So, we have to catch up. Now, our last quarter moon was on July 31st. Now, if you felt this one, now, it was on Saturday, and it was the last quarter moon, which occurred in the sun sign of Leo, which is forming... Had formed a square with the moon in Taurus. No wonder so much has been going on. Now, the last quarter moon phase pointed to a crisis of consciousness, and after basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the time of last week's full moon, now we dispersed our knowledge at this point and came to a time where we needed to sort out what worked for us and what didn't. Now, of course, this is in preparation for the next week's new moon, which is our next one that we just did, because we're backing up. Now, on new moons, something is always born once again. But it's not an ideal to start a major project, as the decreasing of the light of the moon symbolizes the descent into unconsciousness. Now it's the time to begin finishing up the details that of which was conceived the last new moon. And we might want to consider recent revelations and what they mean to us and what we might want to do about them. Such an odd time to do a show for this, but I need to do something at some point and get back on, and I thought it would be interesting to try recording. So I have no idea what I'm doing or if anyone can even hear me. So yay on that. I don't know what lots of people have been watching. Hi, everyone, those of you who have been hanging out, that's pretty cool. Thanks for becoming a fan. Okay, so that phase of the moon occurred at 8 degrees and 33 minutes of Taurus, affecting people with personal planets and points at approximately 7 to 11 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius most significantly. So last week and this week, for people with the Taurus, and all that, like myself, lots of shit coming up and happening. So, if you just start a relationship, may the odds be ever in your favor. Because now, in the next 2 weeks, will be where we're going to be hitting those bumpy roads. Yay! But you know. So, where are we? So, catching up, since this is my first actual video broadcast, and I've been off for quite some time. Let's see, where are we? So where is Venus, the goddess of love, right now? These are the highlights of the coming weeks. And again, we're catching up because I've been gone for a while. Now, Venus was in Virgo. Now, if it makes sense, you love it, and if it doesn't, you feel guilty about it. That's what it's like now. So a loving attention to details and a sense of satisfaction in doing what is right, especially with respect to your health. Now, these are some of the qualities that come to the fore at a time like this. Now, Venus is quincunx Saturn. If you don't know what that means, might want to look it up a little bit, but it means there's a bunch of shit going on up there. bear with me. Now, this was starting July 30th, so this is fairly recent. Now, feeling that we may not be able to express our affections or that our affections will not be received well can undermine us in our relationships. Now, fear of rejection, emotional distancing, or oversensitivity. Now, Venus quincunx Chiron, August 1st. Now, there may be vague feelings of discontent and relationships. That word just makes me want to vomit. Money, possessions, insecurity involving others might make it awkward for us to express our affections naturally or flowingly. Now, on the 2nd of this month, Venus parallel Chiron, yay! Healing energy is brought to love relationships, and a new cycle begins. Whatever. A commitment-friendly transit. Love can heal old wounds. All right, if you're stuffing it with lies and pasting it with more. Sure. Anyway, we are open to romantic feelings and more willing to act upon them. Run, bitch, run. So this is a good time to make resolution to repair, heal, and improve relationships. Leave him. Venus is trining Uranus on August 2nd to the 3rd. We lose our fear of taking risks at this time. No, bitch, stay home. And we happily embrace all that is new. Maybe not so much, stay the fuck in the house. Unusual and out of the ordinary with regards to romantic involvements. Do not go to 7-Eleven later. It might be a trap. We are ready to experiment, but not necessarily ready to commit. No glove, no love. Do we mean finger gloves, or is that a condom? Is that a banana you're holding? Is this right? So, Venus opposition Neptune, August 9th. Yay, we're getting somewhere. Not a good time to start a new relationship, which could be characterized by disappointment. And the tendency to feel emotionally and sometimes financially drained by the partner. It's not a person. It's a fucking hole you're throwing money into. Just put it back in the garbage where you found it. Just saying. No need to be a splendid daddy. Okay, in this economy, no. Anywho, now. There is uncertainties about existing love. Oh, boy, the secrets that will pour out of the closet and the amount of skeletons that is probably buried under the shit lies packed in there. You never know, man. Venus sesi quadrate Saturn. Can anyone say that? If I wrote that to you guys, can you say it if I wrote it to you? What? Sesquiquadrate. What the fuck? That's all it means is it's going everywhere and there's a bunch of shit going on around it. Now, this is happening with Saturn, which Saturn and Jupiter did that thing, you know, that happens only every 200 to 400 years. I got to see that. It was awesome. But they're still hanging out there. So there's a lot of change that's going to happen the next 20 years. Get used to it. And change is never pretty, unfortunately. Not in the beginning. So, feelings of isolation, of not getting what we really want, and of not being loved the way that we want to be loved can get in the way of pleasant relations with our partners. Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, then it's probably shit. Anywho, so Venus is trining Pluto 10 and 11 of August. Okay, so this is happening at the same time. I think that has to do with the sesquiquadrate fucking shit. It sounds like a powdered drink. Okay, that you drink after a workout. That's what it sounds like. So this, all this is going on. There's lots of feels. I'm just so glad that I'm fucking single. Okay. Anywho, so it's a powerful, how does this, okay. Let me tell you what a conundrum this is. All right. Let's read this again for a second. What the fuck? Okay. So Venus says quadrate. Whatever, Saturn, right? Feelings of isolation, not getting what we really want, is not being loved the way we want, blah, all that dumb shit with our partners. Same 2 days, okay? Venus, yet again, trining Pluto, all right? So Pluto is, like, way back there and lonely. Powerful and uplifting time for romantic sexual relationships. New insights into relationships and love. Strong attractions, relationships are intense and deep but not draining. But you just fucking said up here, make your fucking mind up. Why are you a woman? Like, what? This sounds like a total Libra. Okay. Anyway, moving on to this. That's what I said. It's a fucking what the fuck. Okay. All right, so Venus is quincuncting Jupiter on the 13th and 14th. Okay, we've moved out of that fuck nut, whatever the fuck that was. What? Are you a Cancer? Like, you just hurt yourself, and then you blame us for it. Fucking Cancers. Anyway, don't be a Gemini. No offense, you Gemini people, but most of you fucking suck. My dad was a Gemini. My husband was a Gemini. He refused to divorce me. It's been 12 years. Fucking piece of shit. The guy who kidnapped me and tried to murder me in February is a Gemini, but my baby daddy's a Sag. Who's just as, I think they're worse. They're like Geminis with wings. Awful. So anyhow, they don't start out that way. They just end up that way because the mask falls off. Okay. Anyway, powerful women who are independent and very strong attract losers, and it's not our fault. They're just attracted to us, and I don't know. And it's not that they started out as losers. They just turn out that way. And I'm more masculine than anything. I'm more masculine than feminine. Not even drunk. I sound drunk. I'm high. Not really, but kind of. Because I did my RSO. I finished a whole fucking syringe. I eat a whole candy bar, and, like, nothing happens. But I mixed, like, my RSO, my candy bar, and I stuck the RSO in the jelly thing. I, for once ever, in the, how long have I been smoking? Since I was 15? I'm 37. I've been smoking a long time. And I make edibles real good. But I can't, I'll be, everyone else is on the floor. Finally, for once, I was fucking high off. I've never been so high in my life. Like, my eyes were open, but they weren't. It was great. Everything just was great. And I went to sleep and felt no pain. Yes, it is my first dream. Yes. And I want to use my keyboard on here, and I'm gonna have to fix that. I'm literally doing my radio show and doing this at the same time. I thought I would try it out. My co-host is in jail right now. Eventually, I'm going to do a thing with him and put it on the radio, and I'll probably have a whole thing going and have a stream at the same time just because I'm going to have him, because you can't see them in person. You have to see them on the computer. He was dumb and didn't listen to me, so he's in jail. So I'm all by myself. Yes, I can. Yeah, I can. I don't often anymore in front of people, but had a whole thing back in the day when I didn't used to look like this. I've been practicing covering up my face tattoo for my shitty job. I just left my chef job. I walked out of my chef job because my boss is abusive and a racist piece of shit. And I was tired of his dad abusing me, so I walked out. They didn't even note my head chef was so upset he chased me down the road. But this was, like, I was done after so many years. So I literally, like, applied to a bunch of places, and, like, IT stuff, too, but Taco Bell, I made fun of them saying that I didn't need to write a message to them to stand out because I'm fucking amazing, period. So they called me and asked me if I wanted a job, and I'm like, okay, least amount of responsibility possible. They're like, so, how do you feel about management? Fuck. Yeah, least amount of responsibility possible. Then the company I wanted to work for actually finally said, hey, we moved you up front for an interview, so I have an interview with them. If I get it, then I get to stay home and work. And do IT shit from my house. But if I don't, then I get to work nights at Taco Bell and go to school during the day. Yay! Hi, everyone. This is my first time. Bear with me. We're just getting through the ketchup. Swear to God, it's like I'm drunk or something. Don't worry. There'll be lots of that and a lot of, I don't know. I don't know if it's a lisp or what it is, but I have a lot. I'll catch myself, and I'll just be on it. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm autistic. Like my daughter. I probably am. I don't know. Most people go through life without knowing that they're autistic, all the way into adulthood. Now, back on to the strong desires. We need mustard? What mustard? We're making sandwiches? That made me, that caught my eye for a second. Strong desire for pleasures of life is with us now. So although our eyes are bigger than our stomachs, troubles in relationships are now likely due to overblown expectations. Oh, were you expecting her to be normal? You were expecting him to not to be a piece of shit? Yeah. Now's that time. So good luck, everyone, during the week of the 15th. Because on the 15th, Venus sesquiquadrate Uranus. And it will be an uncertainty about the desire to be close to someone. What? Bear with me right now. If you're in a relationship, you might not want to be in one. You might want to be in one. You might not want to be in one. You might not want to be. You might gonna get close. Like, it's not like each one of these is for one person. I get it. It's just like, who does this affect? I see that you have found yourself up. Here. Your summer's ending, girl. On the 10th, summer is over. You don't get to stay up anymore. I don't understand this. Like, how? That's why I'm able to do this at this point in time. Here you go. Give me that. How would you do that? Yeah. There you go. Actually, that's, let me see. No, that one yet, because it's so wrong. You undid it, lady. There you go. There you go. Summer. When is summer going to be over? Soon. Yeah, summer's going to be over soon. What did you do? Okay. All right, yay. Now that this one is here and awake, so she's in here now. All right. So a desire to experiment in the romance department may be fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying or frustrating. So I know that this isn't for one person. I get that, but, like, could someone be going through? Actually, I know that they can because my baby daddy does that. That's it. That's all the time. this must be like a Sagittarius problem. I'm not sure, but whoever you people are out there, fuck. This is a wow, because I guess maybe there's people who want to be in a relationship or will want to be, and then there's going to be people who are in relationships and don't want to be, and then there's going to be some people who aren't sure if they want to be. What? Like, this is like, wow. And all of these people that will be affected will mostly be Taurus, Aquarius, Sagittarius, not so much. Let's see, Scorpio for sure, Leo definitely, Aquarius most significantly, and of course Taurus, motherfuckers. I'm a Libra born under the house of Libra, but I'm a double Taurus, so. Am I a cat person or a dog person? I like both. Right now, wide awake for some reason. I love both, but right now I have a cat named Lucifer, who is both a cat and a dog. He must inspect everything all the time, and he has to watch you doing dishes and inspect every dish. And he's a cat, too, but he plays Monopoly with me, too. So my cat is awesome, and he's also a dog also. So, but, yeah, I've had dog and cat. I love both, but I have a cat dog right now named Lucifer. He is my own personal demon. Both cat and dog. My familiar shinobi recently passed away. And luckily, I had Lucifer to help me out because he's a good familiar. He's also an asshole. Now that we did our catch-up. Oh, shit. Yo, 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 you're on That's the Tea.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting long.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's very entertaining, and your background is lively. Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I would like a reading on my boyfriend, Todd. In our relationship?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Relationships. We were just talking about those. So, you want a general or you have like a specific?
A general, what our sphere wants me to know.
All right. Let's see.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I didn't think that anyone was going to show up, so this is really good.
Oh, how many people have you had?
Well, tonight, nobody, but I started streaming on this new thing that I found called You Now, and I've never done it before, and it's really freaking easy to get onto. I was like, wow, it's like already on. Unlike some streaming places where you have to do a bunch of shit, this is kind of pretty cool. Like, people saw me on, and they're already, like, watching and stuff. So I am actually surprised that anybody, like, stayed watching for as long as they have. And I've been sitting here just, you know, bullshitting, and the freaking catch-up, the horoscope thing is crazy. My God, what a conundrum of feelings. All right, so we're doing it, and all right. Right now, in your relationship, you are at the Nine of Wands. So where things are, they're not too much, but they're right there where you're kind of like at this place where you're like, okay, so what's going to happen next? So this brings us, there's a lot of emotion and action in this. I believe you are my Queen of Cups.
Okay.
But there is a Seven of Swords. That does bring some worry. Oh, and an 8 on top of that of swords. So there is some secrets. I don't like secrets. Okay, lady.
Oh.
The beans are starting to look a little hot here. Okay, so your tea today. It seems like is he kind of wishy-washy a little bit?
Oh, he's kind of quiet.
With his feelings, though, he doesn't really, like...
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I see. So, your 9 of wands, it's troublesome to me because usually that's kind of like, all right, well, we're getting all of our ducks in a row, we're hitting to this area to where things are kind of becoming almost explosive, but it's like inside. But it's in the middle of like endeavors and the building alive, you know? So you have this ace of cups on top of there. So it's like, you're in love with this guy. The love is there. What's going on? So I'm going to kind of there's a lot of swords here. This guy is a deep thinker, and he's also behind the scenes, ma'am. So we've got the 6 of cups here, and this is the now, right this moment. And you do have the 3 of wands. Is there a girl somewhere in the mix here in your life, maybe?
I'm sorry, you said there's what now?
Is there, like, a female presence in y'all's life, maybe?
He had an ex. What do you think is going on with the ex?
There's some definite action with the ex here. Okay, so feelings of nostalgia, kind of talking again. It's also a 4 of swords sitting on top of there as well, so it's kind of like if there was some discrepancies and, like, water under the bridge, it's kind of like they've mulled that over. So your future, though, you have the 3 of cups with the 2 of wands, but it's also coupled with the 7 of swords and the 9 of swords, and you have a shit ton of, I'm not going to lie to you, you have, like, a shit ton of swords here, and you are the queen of cups, so there is some secret behind the scenes here. There are some backstabby things going on. And the 8 of, somebody's been already worrying about this. Have you already been kind of tinkering this?
Well, we have a really good friendship. We've been friends for a long time. So him and the ex broke up. That's all kind of like taking it slow. So...
Well, I think if you're not the one thinking, then he's doing a lot of thinking, and it's weighing on him.
Yeah.
Because the swords is like thought. And the 7 of swords means I've done something bad behind your back because, you know, this is your relationship and about your relationship, and you're worried about where it's going. He's kind of worried about his ex and where they're going. But he doesn't know how to tell you that, and that's weighing on him, and he doesn't mean to do it, but he can't cut the cord, if you get what I mean.
Well, I know that they were arguing. There was money involved. They were together for a long time.
Well, let's do this. Since there is such a bond between them, and we really want to see what's going on. Here's what I'm going to... Since we know that that tail is already in the mix, we're going to make the cards bring from a general to specific, because now we have our general, basically.
Oh, good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. King of Cups. Well, he's gonna make a decision. It looks like your relationship's going to move forward. There is a Ten of Wands between you, and she is the Queen of Swords. You're the Queen of Cups. He's the King of Cups, and she's the Queen of Swords. And what's in between all of you is the Magician, the Ten of Wands, but the final outcome is the Ten of Cups. So he's going to be, I guess you could say he's trying to make, he doesn't like the confrontation, it seems like, with everything. So he's going to try and cut things out of his life. So I assume that means her. But it looks like he's going to make a decision, and he's going to basically choose you, and he's going to cut her out in the end.
Okay.
But right now he's got all that going on with her. I guess that's what's weighing on him so much, because that's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah. So he has, since we've got our general, and we know he's got this thing with her. Now we asked specifically what was going to happen. So I got a Magician in between the King of Cups, which is him. I got a Queen of Swords, which is her, because you're the Queen of Cups. And I got a Magician, but in between and crossing that is your Ten of Wands. So that's like a lot of burden, a lot of bullshit going on. But he's going to finesse it in a way. And you've got your final card is the Ten of Cups. So it will turn out pretty well. He's just not good at talking about his feelings at all.
Oh, you say he's not conflicted about his feelings?
Yeah, he's not good at talking about his feelings at all, especially with her, because he does not like the confrontation.
So how is she going to be with me? I don't like confrontation either.
I believe, from what the cards are telling me, is that he's going to cut her out of his life. Does that make sense? He's just, I guess, figuring out how to finish cutting her out. I guess it's taking a while, and that's what's the conundrum with him, because he's got a lot of feelings there, a lot of thoughts and thinking, and there's a lot of explosion-type feel going on. But in the end, the relationship with you and him will move forward. So,
yeah,
the final card,
the
good card to get is the Cups. The Ten of Cups is good.
Yeah, they'll still have to keep because they have children, but are you seeing how she's going to be when she finds out about me?
We can ask. Let's see.
Yeah, please.
Oh, she's going to be vindictive when she finds out about you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because she is the Queen of Swords, too. But that's the thing. He's got a lot of burden, and he has to cut her out of his life, but in a way to where she's not romantically, in, you know what I'm saying, like in his stuff. But when she finds out about you, it's going to be a little bit of conundrum. But you will move forward with your relationship overall.
Okay.
Well, that is the tea for you. I got 14 minutes left, and I do have someone behind you. So do call me again, m'lady, and good luck to you. You're on That's the Tea.
Hi, I'm not sure. Am I next?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. My name's Devetta, and I just... I guess a general reading, or either there is a job that I want to apply for. So I don't know if that's something maybe, or either new relationship that I just been in, since I hadn't been in one for maybe 3 years. Either one would be fine.
Well, you asked for several things, and while you asked for them, I did shuffle your cards. So now the cards do know. The universe does know what you want. So let's see what happens, and then we'll move on from there.
Okay.
All right. So you are, right now, your position in life, you are the Knave of Wands. So we are in the mood for change, for a new leaf to be turned in our lives. Let's see. Looks like there will be some things coming up. Quite the story. All right, so right now I will tell you, at this moment, you have the King of Pentacles, which is in reverse, and you do have the Eight of Cups, which is also reverse. So there's some things to be set there. So when it comes to our King of Pentacles, now Pentacles is usually about foundations and money and stuff like that, and this is a court card. So just like your other court card that you have received, which is the Knave of Wands, the King of Pentacles upside down is mostly about being extremely sensitive right now. And more vulnerable, being vulnerable to suggestion. So make sure we're not listening to others and listen to ourselves and our voices and making sure that our ideas are our own. The fear of competition and growth will only delay desired outcomes. Right now, acting to meet your goals is prime at this moment, especially it's Leo season right now. So for some reason, Leo season is like go time. So this kind of matches up with our forecast that we just did.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Right now is not to be afraid of rejection. It's not saying throw yourself out there per se, but it is telling you if you are seeking those routes, throw yourself out there a little bit. Don't stretch yourself out too thin. Be safe, but don't be afraid of rejection, you know? Okay, so on top of that, you do have the Seven of Cups. Now, this is also reversed. Usually, this is about having a lot of opportunity. So this is about emotions running high and letting go of situations that no longer concern you. Spending more time and money on the things that make you feel good. So this is your go ahead and chop to feel better if you want to, but be frugal, of course, in the end. Isn't that always difficult? I try and be cheap as possible. I hate spending money, but when it's everyone else, I'm like, yeah, I'll buy you an iPhone. Sure, happy birthday. I have to fucking pull my own teeth to buy an iPhone for my damn self. I don't know. I'm one of them crazy Taurian Libras. We don't want to do nothing for ourselves. So the Eight of Pentacles is of right now, and that hope for that job, that mm-hmm. wish card, it's right there. So grab it while you can. Good news.
Okay.
The door is ready to be opened, so open it. As far as your future, you have the Empress coupled with the Two of Pentacles. So there's a lot of things that you're going to be juggling at once. Work will be one of them. And
okay.
It seems to me that we're going to be getting into some things. Now, that being said, your foundation is the reverse Queen of Cups. Now, that is... I would say that she usually would represent a person in your life or yourself. But when she is reversed, those around you are acting stiffer than normal. So pay no attention. Take time to rethink
okay.
matters, especially anything that you feel doesn't suit your needs anymore. Whether it be changing the way that you... visit people or how you talk to them, like your way of reaching out to them. If you feel like changing that, do so. Whatever doesn't feel good anymore, stop doing it. Whatever feels good, do it. But, of course, within reason and be safe. All right. Okay. So, that being said, we do have the Two of Wands, which seems to also be in reverse. Now, Two of Wands is usually like the universe's way of saying, yes, go ahead and get what you want. Go for it. But it's also telling you about not to rely on loved ones or business associates for advice and trust your own instincts to get through a crisis. So if something comes up, you will not be able to depend on anyone else, but you will have the answer very quickly within yourself. That's what the Empress is here to tell you. But right now it is a time for culmination and the that sweet, sweet feeling of total independence.
Okay.
Now, you have, your final outcome is Temperance is reversed, and not having patience is something that I know myself all too well. So this, usually it's a card of just have some patience, you know, don't scoot, you know, yourself too fast there. But on this one, it is reversed. So on here, it's talking about people around you playing to win. So don't be foolish or self-centered. But don't believe all that you hear either. Don't believe everything that you hear. And there's lots of posturing in the air. Accept favors and be kind, but also listen to your higher self. That is your Empress. So, again, that caution flag is there. So something will kind of go down soon, which brings in this Three of Swords that we have. So Three of Swords is not that great to ever have, but it's not that you're in a relationship already, right? You're not in a relationship right now?
Well, I've been talking to somebody, but we're not official or anything like that. Just...
All right, good, because you're not going to be happy when I tell you.
Okay.
The Three of Swords is going to happen, and it's going to not – you should be the one to end it, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you that. You should be the one that closes the door, not him, because it's going to happen, and it's probably going to be him. But you can do it first, you know? So,
okay.
But it's coming.
Okay.
It's going to happen in the next – I say 3 days to a week.
Okay.
And
is that because somebody else
final,
comes along?
Does someone else come
is that
along?
Is
that because someone else comes along?
Yeah, is that because somebody else comes along?
It's
to
not
him?
Specific, but it
okay.
looks like it could very well be. Now,
okay.
your final... Because you have your Knave of Wands. Now, your Knave of Wands is telling you to be vigil, watch out for yourself. And with that,
okay.
you do have a Four of Swords on top of that. So normally when it's right side up, it is a like time of safety and rest. But now it is not the time of resting your mind. You need to be vigil because something
mm-hmm.
is stirring. So you're likely to experience difficulties in communicating with others and let associates
mm-hmm.
point in time. They won't be that great, but, you know, friends and coworkers may bring answers at some point soon. They just won't make sense now because not always helpful in these.
Okay.
I would be the one to break it off, but the break-off will happen. It doesn't say if there's another person, but it would not surprise me. Do you want me to pull cards for that?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, let's do that. So, why this Three of Swords? What ends the relationship? Why does the relationship end? Is there another person involved? Oh, shit. Wow. All right. Not only did we get the devil, Le Diable, we got the Five of Swords. And under that, we have the sun. This is a conundrum here because the five is a yes. There's another person, and it's not just a person, but it's whatever thing that he used to be into, like his bondage, maybe it could be a drug, could be a drinking habit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever this is, they're rekindling that bond, if you will.
Okay.
But in the end, you're going to be better off because this guy is shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all bad.
I've had a feeling, but I just didn't know, and he's been telling me things, how he feels, but I don't respond to him. So I'm just kind of like,
kind of
seeing where it goes.
Let's put the whole man in the garbage and start over.
Okay.
Other than that, it'll be better after he leaves. Things will kick up for you.
Okay.
So definitely
and
go
I should...
out and get it.
Okay. And I should apply for that job?
You should apply for that job.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have like, I think it closes in 6 days, so I need to get my stuff together and apply.
Mm-hmm. I pulled out cards for that. It would be a good step forward.
Okay.
It will not be easy, but it'll take your minds off things and it'll grow you a little bit.
Okay.
It'll be something that you'll learn to love.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know they said they're going to look for two people, one for each location, so I thought that might be a better chance for me too.
Yes. Do it, girl.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I'm here. I try to be here often as possible. I've been off doing things like getting into school and all kinds of crap, entry and all that, exams and shit. I'm going to a real university. When you get into a university, it really does suck. Like, let me tell you, they make you jump through fucking hoops, test after test after test, and it's like, oh, my God. And it's like I changed jobs. I walked out of my other job because he was a piece of shit, so I started another job. So it's just been like one thing after another. But I'm back on, babe. I'm here. So hit me up.
Okay, great. I will. Thank you so much.
And thank you for being on That's the Tea. And that's all the time we have for today, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you to everybody who came on. And I enjoyed my time with you guys. So wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, and fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. And that's the tea. Yay, we did it. We actually got one on. Of course, I dropped everything that I'm doing. And that's basically my show right there. Usually, like, sometimes we'll do up to 15 readings in one show, but that just depends, like, how short they are. Now, this one girl, she always calls in my show, and she...